WTUCH.
Home cooking, home cooking.
And now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Are you still having your cooking lessons for kids?
Yes, I've still got a class on Friday, yes, which is now full, fully booked out.
Any more?
No, well, the school holidays finish on Friday.
But
let me tell you, though, two of my little girls, Maddie and Aya, are now into the top 20 of Junior MasterChef. Very exciting.
Well, were they on last night?
They were on last night, and George Columbaris, who is Greek, said of Maddie's Greek dish, it was a stuffed lamb with walnuts, olives and cranberry. He said, talk about over the top, he said, it's more than just a celebration of Greek food, Maddie. It's a week-long festival with bags and bags of Greek flavour. So didn't she do well? Outstanding.
Didn't she?
And also the night before when Julia Gillard was on tasting all their cakes, she said of Maddie's raspberry and coconut cake, she said, oh, it's so amazingly light. She's a very clever little girl. And then there's Aya too, who's also done really, really well. So I'm going to be interested to see what happens next and how they progress. It'd be wonderful if they both got into the top 10.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Now, what about the having to cook something with 12 eggs?
Yes, I saw that. Quite a few of them came up with the frittata idea because 12 eggs will make a very good and generous frittata. I noticed a lovely pavlova roll. They were very inventive, actually. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But I heard you say, and I know, well, there is some dispute over this about how much cholesterol eggs cause, but I do think we have to be a bit cautious about how much we consume.
Now, it is true that this week you've got a new book in the bookshops.
Yes, I do. It's called The Cook's Garden, and it's full of wonderful recipes, cooking from the garden, and lots of tips and lots of history and culture. It's not just a book that's photos and recipes. There's a lot more depth to it. In fact, one of my friends very kindly said, gee, Sheridan, this is a very erudite book. Linking with that, you know, I'm very interested in people growing their own vegetables and certainly encourage it, and this book certainly encourages it. And on the weekend I was up at Kilcare, which is on the Central Coast, and outside the Kilcare cellar shop, I mean, of all places, were these three vegetable boxes full of the healthiest vegetables I've ever seen. Just fantastic. They're grown by the proprietor, Gary Janes, and he had fennel in there, and he had, well, lots of Italian parsley, cos lettuce, Vietnamese mint, beetroot, really, really healthy-looking specimens, and he was telling me that he waters them with sea salt, which helps them along, and he puts mushroom compost in with the soil. So that gives them a kick along as well. Yeah, it's fantastic to see people growing vegetables, you know, in community patches everywhere. And in fact, even outside in my own street where the council left a big hole, I've put herbs in out there. I think we need to be doing more of that.
I think we are. I was talking to Graham Ross about this only last Friday.
Seeing it everywhere. Even a couple of weeks ago, I was in inner Sydney, in Leichhardt, and on the top floor of the Norton Street Plaza, of all places, they've got vegetable and herb boxes there for the children, to help the children learn how to grow them.
So then,
you know, of course, you need to buy my cook's garden to find out more.
So you have the double joy, the joy of watching them grow.
Yeah, and then the joy of eating them fresh from the garden. And, of course, they taste much better when they're fresh, and they're much, much better for you.
And,
you know, those limp things you find in the supermarkets.
Yes, and I see, too, a lot of them are being imported.
Oh, dear, that is really sad. I think that's just terrible.
Now, The Cook's Garden, I've got a copy of it here. It's a hardcover book, and I suppose it's about $99.
No, that's all those restaurant celebrity chefs. This one's fantastic value. It's $49.95, and it's in the shops now.
It's called The Cook's Garden, Sheridan Rogers. And finally, tonight I notice on Channel 9 the new series of Survivor was filmed in Samoa.
Ah, yes. We actually drove past the resort where they were filming. We weren't allowed anywhere near it, yes. Mind you, Samoa is a tropical paradise. I don't think it'd be too hard surviving there.
Okay, we're going to play a special song for your book called An English Country Garden.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye.